item for your news conference, if you have one. The Defense Department's communication satellite system. We've given it to George Reedy, and I think it would make an excellent statement. But beyond that, we have all quiet on the Southeast Asia front, but a very serious crisis brewing in Cyprus.
Some of the reporters were quite critical about my coming down here last night. One of these Navy chiefs told me, said that here's a war going on in two or three fronts here, and he's walking off here to play for the weekend. Now, what's the best way to answer that?
I've seen no evidence of that at all up here, and no reports on the tickers or anything like that.
No, I just think they were visiting among themselves, but I may get a question along that line this morning. What do you think I ought to say? Hello?
Yes, I was just saying, I think you could say that you were advised by Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense that with no reason for your continued presence in Washington this weekend.
Will you touch that base with the dean then?
Yes, sir. Well, I know that he felt that way. I will call him, but I talked to this last night, and we both agreed.
Okay,
so
well,
I'll call him and tell him.
No, that's okay then. Now, what can this bring on as far as we're concerned in Cyprus?
Well, I just talked to George Ball 2 minutes ago about it, and it's his feeling, and I would certainly share it, that it would be wise to get Lavoisier into Geneva immediately to talk to Acheson. George had just finished a conversation with Acheson on the telephone, hoping that possibly Acheson could make some proposal here, possibly an overt, publicized proposal by the U.S. government as to how the Greeks and the Turks might settle their differences. Unless something like that's done, it's very possible the whole place will go up in flames today.
All right, then what do we do?
Well, the first thing to do is get Lavoisier up to Geneva so they can discuss this matter. I say it may go up in flames today. I should really say this weekend. I think we have maybe 12 to 48 hours here. So I'm getting an airplane down to Athens to take Lavoisier to Geneva, and State is working on some kind of a proposal that might be made. Really along the lines that Acheson has already been proposing, which in substance was something that it looked as though both the Turks and the Greeks might accept.
Why is Lavoisier going down? Because he's an ambassador to Greece?
On what the Greeks' latest thinking is.
What they might do.
Yes.
All right, now suppose, how does it go up in flames? The Turks are bombing the island?
The Turkish planes, as you know, strafed one of the harbors yesterday.
Yeah.
In response, it appears that the Greek Cypriots are attacking Turkish Cypriot towns on Cyprus today, and they have the force at hand to take those towns and destroy the Turkish Cypriots. The Turkish government is in a state of panic at the moment. Erkin has talked to Hare, our ambassador, and expressed great fear as to what will happen. The Turkish government just couldn't sit there and let the Turkish Cypriots on Cyprus be slaughtered. They'd be forced to respond. But they apparently ran this four airplane attack yesterday without having a clear-cut plan as to how they would respond to a Greek Cypriot response. It's a perfect illustration of starting something with too little force and without knowing what you're going to do when the other side kicks back.
Now, how could we be involved?
I don't think we would be involved militarily, Mr. President, but I think that the diplomatic offense that George Ball has in mind is the way we should act.
All right. Now, you got by without hearing any more from out Southeast Asia.
That's right. We have no reports of any imminent action.
You hear much more about our launching of planes too early?
Oh, I think that's dead. You perhaps have seen the New York Times and Washington Post this morning.
I haven't seen either one of them.
Well, they both printed my statement of yesterday, and now we're getting sort of credit for having been very statesmanlike, because one of the 5 points I listed was that we wanted to be certain that the North Vietnamese, and I used the word and others, were aware of your decision that this would be a firm but limited response. And the Washington Post says quite clearly it was intended that the "and others" would include Communist China, so that Communist China would be alerted that although these planes were in the air, picked up by their radars, moving north, that we made it clear it was not our intention that they would go into China to bomb China, and that was one of the reasons for the broadcast. So I think the story's dead, Mr. President.
All right.
I do think that if you have a press conference today, you're going to get questions on the claim that of the North Vietnamese that their strike on the 2nd against the Maddox was retaliation for U.S. participation in the strike of July 30-31 against those islands. And I called Mac this morning and asked him to write a specific question and a specific answer to this. This is a very delicate subject, and he and I agreed on such an answer, and he said he would get it to you.
All right, what's the net of it?
Well, the net of it is that you state categorically that U.S. forces did not participate in, were not associated with, any alleged incident of that kind. They weren't even in the area at that point, and didn't enter the area until 2 days later.
Is this an outgrowth of John's briefing?
Well, I don't know whether it's an outgrowth of his briefing, but it's an outgrowth of a lot of conversation here within Washington and in the press on this subject, and I think it's one that you have to disassociate yourself from and certainly not admit that any such incident took place, but neither should you get in a position of denying it, because the North Vietnamese have asked the ICC to come in there and examine the site, and it would be very unfortunate if they developed proof that you, in effect, had misstated the case.
Well, did the South Vietnamese launch an attack that period?
On the 30th, the night of the 30th and continuing into the morning of the 31st, the South Vietnamese ran one of these patrol boat raids against these two North Vietnamese islands. It was part of that covert operational plan. It was what John was alluding to when he talked to the leaders, and either they or someone else have made statements to the press about this. And the New York, or rather the Washington Post, if I remember correctly, has quite an article on it today. Well, there's several. Here's one on the Post. Maddox incident re-examined. Miscalculation theory weighed in Viet crisis. This is by Murray Martyr. And he goes on to say that it's now thought that it was probably a reprisal action by North Vietnam. And then there's another article someplace inside the paper on the same subject. It's quite clear that there's a lot of talk being given to this. I'm sure you'll get a question on it. But Mac will get that written, suggested answer down to you.
What else?
Well, Cyprus is the thing on our minds at the moment, nothing else.
What should we say about Cyprus?
It's a very tense situation, a very critical one, a situation that must be met by the Turkish and Greek governments and the Cypriot government on the island.
Say anything about Acheson's presence?
I wouldn't say anything about it at all until such time as they develop some kind of a plan, which will be later today.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Operator? Operator?